Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Line to right. A base hit for Stevenson. Marsh will score. Clemens will score. Cal with a slide at second. And yet another undiscovered hero for the Phillies as really? Cal Stevenson delivers a pinch hit. Hey. Two-run double, and the Phillies are back in front 6-4.
Welcome back, Midday Show. You know, I couldn't have been the only one thinking about it. When Cal Stevenson hit that double, Hugh, the only name that popped to my mind was Joe from the Northeast, who called us, and the afternoon show as well, I'd say for a month straight, saying, they got to get Cal Stevenson up here.
Yeah,
get him up.
Yeah, he did.
And his vindication was last night, and that was a big hit. This season really has had so many of those kind of out-of-nowhere players that have helped them win games.
Special moment contributors.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's Cody Clemens, Edmundo Sosa.
And Johan Rojas.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's helped them a lot. I mean, you go to Buddy Kennedy last night from Millville, New Jersey, or two nights ago, and now Cal Stevenson. It's been Spencer Turnbull early in the year. I mean, that's how you win 96 games and have the best record in baseball. You have one of those years. Big, big hit last night for Cal Stevenson. 215-592-9494. I'll get back to your phone calls here on the Phillies. Should they retaliate tonight? I say absolutely. Hugh doesn't want to do it. And Hassan Reddick, it's time for the Eagles to call the Jets up, bring him back, give him a contract, give him some more money. You figure it out. I mean, the Eagles are great with the cap. They have $12 million in cap room. They can make this work if they want to. I think the Eagles need to bring Hassan Reddick back home here. All right, Hugh, but last night, along with all of the good in the win, there is some worry level here. First of all, the injuries continue to pile up. Can we hear from Kyle Schwarber? Kyle Schwarber, who got banged up last night. He left the game sliding back into first base, and they're calling it like an elbow contusion / hyperextension. Here's Schwarber after the game last night.
Where it says bruise, but hyperextension?
Like, yeah, this, I guess I just kind of hit it on the right spot, I guess, like diving back. And didn't even feel pain or nothing. And it was just more when I got back to the dugout, and I did like kind of like extended it. I was like, oh, that was weird. And then went down and took a swing and didn't feel good. So then I told the trainer, and he worked on it a little bit, got better, and tried to let one rip, and it just wasn't really cooperating.
Hugh, you ever have a hyperextension of your elbow?
I have not.
It seems like it's a thing where you don't even realize it's a problem, and then it just doesn't feel right for a while. That Bryce has had those before. I can't remember Schwarber having one. I mean, after the game, Topper said he doesn't think it's a long-term thing and it might be back in the lineup today, so we'll see. But these little injury things keep popping up. Bohm hasn't played in, what, 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
JT hasn't played since the weekend, probably not going to play until this weekend. Schwarber, I mean, they've got Sosa's on the IL. They got a lot of guys with, like, these nagging little things. Not big things, Hugh, that are going to cost them the playoffs, but just, like, they're all banged up.
Yeah, it's not a good look, man, and it's one of those things where, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I want to not retaliate is because we have bigger fish to fry. We're trying to win a World Series. We got time to be playing around with these fools, man.
Yeah, Kyle, I had the fear last night. Like, they've won without so many players this year. Trey missed 6 weeks. They've been fine. You know, they've missed a lot of guys. JT for 2 months. The prospect of this team without Schwarber at the top of the lineup, it just like shook me. They can't win without it.
Well, especially now that Bryce Harper can't get out of the ballpark. Like, Schwarber is the only guy that you can rely on to hit a home run. And if this Phillies team isn't hitting for power, then we've seen what this offense can do for long stretches when they're not hitting for power like that. And Schwarber is the guy who starts all of that off. So I'm with you. I mean, in terms of like offensive MVPs, Schwarber's right up at the top.
Yeah, and by the way, last night he had set the record for most leadoff home runs in a season, now 14 after last night. The other thing last night I'm not even sure the word. Is it a mild concern? Is it a significant concern? Hugh, Ranger Suarez has not looked like the Ranger from the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he got touched up a little bit last night.
He had 12 hits last night.
Yeah, he got touched up a lot last night.
So if you go back and look at Rangers' numbers, and this sample is a long period, even though it's only a small sample of starts, his last eight starts, but that goes back to the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's obviously IL time in between. But in his last eight starts, he has an ERA over six. Ranger Suarez just looks nothing like the pitcher
that he was early in the season.
I mean, we talked about him as a Cy Young guy early in the season, and he hasn't been that. I mean, he's back, so I assume he's healthy after the IL stints. Right now, Hugh, if the playoffs started today, and they don't, we have a few weeks, he's my fourth starter. I would go Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Suarez. He'd be my fourth guy. And in the beginning of the year, there was a question of if he was their first.
Yeah, and it's been tough for him. I know it's been a lot of an adjustment, but I feel like he has a couple weeks to try to get it right. He's going to get like one or two more starts, if I'm not mistaken,
could
correct?
Be up to three or four, depending on how they do this at the end.
Yeah, and it all depends on how he comes out with those, man. I mean, but you know, I guess the good you could take from this, like the bullpen is starting to roundabout.
It has been good.
Yeah,
I like the roundabout. It's roundabout.
Yeah, I said it wrong. But, you know, it's like I had to just roll with it.
Sometimes you just do. No, yeah. The bullpen has been much better lately. Alvarado's looked good since he's come back. Kirkring's been good for a while. Strom and Hoffman are obviously very reliable. But the Ranger thing, we got to keep our eye on. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Kenny!
What's up, Kenny?
No, I didn't.
Didn't what?
I meant, my son's birthday was yesterday, so I took the afternoon
off. He's talking to us.
Happy birthday to Kenny's son.
Hey, little Kenny.
All right, we'll put Kenny back on hold. He's obviously in a different conversation. We wish his son a happy birthday. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
What up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, we definitely still got to get payback. We got to get payback. I was telling Kyle, like, who is Tampa Bay? Like, they haven't done anything since we hit their ass in the World Series. So from the goal and hitting people, I do think we should get revenge because. Yeah.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, we'll try Terrence.
That's a double joke job by Terrence.
Now, the first one I'm going to put on him. The second one we'll put on his phone. But that's two strikes. It is a two-strike thing on Terrence there. Rob in Williamstown. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, Rob. I'm glad we can hear you well. What's up, Rob? What are you feeling?
All right. So with Hassan Reddick, this guy has so much talent. And you have to also take into consideration that he wasn't used or implemented properly last year. That took away from his production as far as rushing the passer goes. And his numbers could have even been extremely better last year. He may even be getting better. You can't not take a guy with that much talent. I mean, Andy Reid takes talent over problem childs all the time, and you see how much success he has. You know, as long as this guy's not too much of a distraction in the locker room, you got to take him.
Well, Rob, I agree. And in terms of the distraction, because people have brought that up, that maybe he was the root of some of the problems last year, I think part of it was he wanted to get paid. So I don't think he's a bad dude. I don't at all. I actually think he was great on that 2022 team. If they pay him, I think all that stuff goes away.
But you remember last year also that they didn't use him properly.
Oh, yes, but Patricia was dropping him into coverage at the end of the season.
Exactly. Also want to touch on the game this past weekend and what my takeaways were real fast. Mm-hmm. I know that was your subject yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to call in. I have to say that I think that it's painfully obvious throughout the year last year from my observations, it was obvious to the San Francisco 49ers and probably some other teams who were afraid to vocalize what they said. I think it was painfully obvious in the first game this year that Jalen Hurts has difficulty reading defenses. So the solution is you play the player's strengths, right? Start to phase out the read option. He clearly either has it in his head what he's doing with the ball prior to snapping it because he always makes the wrong decision. He hands it to the running back is creamed right there. He takes it himself, he gets creamed, and the other option would have been the better option. So he doesn't do very well with that real-time, in-the-game decision making.
Yeah, can I help you out real quick, Rob?
Go ahead, Rob.
This ain't the week, I would say, to try to run with that narrative about him not being able to read defensively through for 278 yards. Now, he made some bad decisions, but I think that this is not the week where I would try to roll out the bad, you know, like he doesn't know how to read defenses narrative.
Here's what I'll say off this,
why
Rob.
Not?
Well, go ahead. Why not?
Why not?
I just told you.
Why? Why? Well, the 11th week last year was
no.
Was
I time, like Andy, listen, Rob. Know? Rob.
Yeah. Well,
now I'm not talking about last year because, like I just said, the other night, Friday night, he was 20 for 34, 278 yards, and he had a quarterback rating of 80.3. That's not bad. That's not great, but that's not bad. So,
yeah,
like,
that's
I
great.
Like,
that's
wait a minute, Rob.
And
calm down. Calm down, Rob. All I'm saying is this: I didn't tell you had to change your point. The only thing I'm saying is this probably ain't the week to roll that narrative out there. That's all I'm saying. Maybe you should wait a little bit more.
I want to get that thing fixed now.
Well, Rob, again, calm down. Stand down, yeah. Rob. It's cool. But what I'm saying is this. This is not the week for that.
So, and Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Here's what I'll say on that. And obviously, he made some plays, Hugh, and it's 278 yards down the field. The read option seems to be less effective these days.
It is.
Like 2 years ago, it felt like he always made the right decision. And like they were dictating the game to the mm-hmm. defense. Like if the end, you know, crashed down, he would hold in and run around the side, right? Or if the end went up the field, he'd hand it off to the back. And whatever they did in the read option 2 years ago, it always seemed to lead to a good play. I think defenses have picked up on something they're doing. It doesn't seem to be as effective. I don't know if it's him that's the problem with it, or maybe it just doesn't work anymore. Like maybe the league is caught up. We'll find out. All I know is that play in the fourth quarter where he nearly threw the pick. If you go back and watch it, Hugh, I'll show you on the break. It was a read option.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought he was going to hand it. Like I think it was Gainwell thought he was going to hand it. AJ didn't really run hard out of his break, and Jalen chose to throw it almost to an interception. Like for some reason, it's not tricking the defenses anymore.
Yeah, because it's one of those tendencies that. It's one of those, I guess I should say, a dog that's not hunting.
It's not hunting.
It's not hunting. I like, and I've said this, I think Jalen is more effective now than he was when he was running because it's one of those things where he's played and he's beat teams from the pocket.
So I agree. It might be that the case.
Yeah, but it's small sample size.
But if defenses don't respect the read option doesn't work.
They're going to respect it because of Saquon Barkley, though.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Vic Fangio just spoke to the media, and he was very, very honest in some of his answers. What he said about the Devin White situation, and you got to hear what he said about Bryce Huff and why his snap count seemed a little low. That's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And join me tonight under the stars at Sunset Social in Center City for our next Go Yards watch party with Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company, and Kyle Schwarber. Cheer on Kyle as he takes on Tampa. Enjoy $5 Philly Standards and register for a chance to win the Kyle Schwarber Ballpark Experience. On-field batting practice, a meet and greet with Kyle, and tickets with me in the Yard Suite. It's tonight. Sunset Social in Center City. Yards Brewing Company. Made by Philly. Celebrate responsibly.